9 and Boom 102.7 FM, WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
This Valentine's Day, don't give your sweetheart chocolate or flowers. They want something bigger, something better, something with a hitch. At TC Trailers, they've got over 400 trailers on the lot, ready to sweep them off their feet. From flatbeds to enclosed trailers, goosenecks to dump trailers, they've got the perfect match for every hauling need. And they're keeping it affordable because love shouldn't break the bank. With their in-house repair shop and fully stocked parts department, TC Trailers is keeping your romance and your rig rolling. Plus, financing is available to help you seal the deal. Visit tc-trailers.com because if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back, Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
I can see your future. Sometime in the next month, you'll go out to eat again.
Jenny here. The Big Deals online store can make your future even brighter with restaurant gift certificates. There's something for everyone. They spend just like cash and never expire, so you can buy them now and use them whenever you want. Shop anytime, save all the time. The Big Deals online store.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 Party Line, presented by Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, Marchand's Window Tinting, and TC Trailers. The online telecast you could be watching right now at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by Ellis Jewelers, Town & Country Glass, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, The Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoops, Big O Tires, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoops Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. Mel?
Real quick reminder that Frankfort Waterworks does have Central Avenue from Central Park to Guard Street closed here in Frankfort. So, stay out of their way. Let them get their work done. So, because, winter weather sucks anyway, trying to work outside. But right now, the weather is getting a little bit better.
Yeah, fingers crossed, right? We might actually, it was nice driving in this morning and I wasn't in teen numbers or negative numbers or single digits.
Yeah.
It was like 20 degrees, I think, when I came in this morning.
We got a few nights that it might get down in the single digits, but the warm up is going to be that nice little Indiana roller coaster. Not seeing negative numbers anywhere.
I'm not either. So. Wednesday and Thursday looks like it's going to be single digits early in the morning, but then they rebound to the 20s.
Yeah. So
it was so funny over the weekend. Didn't the 20s actually feel kind of warm?
Oh, yeah.
Compared to what we've had.
I didn't even wear a coat outside yesterday.
Really?
So, yeah.
Well, and with no wind, that's the kicker, right?
Yeah, it's more the wind so than anything.
I'm with you. But there are some things happening in our community here. I want to let you know that the Clinton County Drainage Board, they will be meeting tomorrow, and that is at 10:15 in the commissioner's meeting room. Also in the Burlington area, the 2026 Burlington Town Council meeting is happening February 10th is the next one there, and the Joint Park Board meeting, again, this is Burlington, the next one is coming up February 4th, and that will be at 7 o'clock at the Burlington Park, and that's at 425 East 5th Street in Burlington. Also coming up, oh, I love this, Valentine's special, fall in love with your forever fur baby. Of course, that's the Humane Society of Clinton County. They have some animal specials going on for the month of February to celebrate Valentine's Day. So if you're looking for a pet, dogs are $200 under 1 year, $100 over a year. And then kitties, they're $100 under 1 year and $60 if they're over a year. So it's a Valentine's special they're having at the Humane Society of Clinton County. So you can check out the animals. And some people say, oh, that's so expensive, but you have no idea after somebody that's just had a kitty, no less, neutered. That's a good deal. If you are going to get the vet work done, you couldn't get it done for that. So again, if you're thinking about getting someone a furry friend, definitely check out the animals at the Humane Society. Also coming up this week, and this is out of Carroll County, Veterans and First Responders Dinner is coming. This is hosted by the Carroll County Junior Leaders. You do have to RSVP by February 6th. If you are interested in doing that and need a phone number, you're more than welcome to call us here after the show at the station, which of course is 659-3338. Coming up on Saturday, the Frankfort Indoor Market is happening. That's at the Edward Jones Building at the Clinton County Fairgrounds, so that's taking place. The library has some things going on as well, and coming up on Saturday, Building Your Ancestry Family Tree. That starts at 10 a.m. in the lower level meeting room. It's just $2 per person. Registration is required, and you can do that at myfcpl.org, or of course you can call the library as well. And then as we head into the weekend with sports, girls basketball sectionals start this week. Actually,
start tomorrow.
Tomorrow evening. That's correct. I need to move that up. Yeah. So girls basketball sectionals start tomorrow, and we'll be hosting games. And these are on the radio.
Yes.
And we'll be hosting games tomorrow night, Friday night, and then the championship game would be on Saturday. So girls basketball sectionals is kicking off tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Clinton Central, Rossville, and Carroll and Clinton Prairie are tomorrow.
Those are all really good games.
Oh, yeah.
The community, by the way, is invited to a meet and greet Saturday, February 7th. This is at Coca Craft Coffee and Roasters. And this is, well, it says, featuring Joe Mackey, who is a candidate for 4th District U.S. House of Representatives. So that's from 12 until 1:30 coming up on Saturday. And then following that, from 1:30 to 3, you're invited to hang around to, there's a meet and greet for Bo Bai, candidate for Indiana Secretary of State. So those are both coming up on Saturday. And if, again, any of these things that you would like more information on, you're welcome to contact us and we will help you get information on all of these things.
Yeah.
Today, by the way, February 2nd, the Groundhog Day, as Melissa mentioned earlier. Darn groundhog.
Yeah. Take a guess how long this has been going on that people have actually made a big deal out of this.
About Groundhog Day?
Yeah.
I don't know. 100 years? I don't know. How long's Punxsutawney Phil been around?
Honestly, more than that.
Oh, really?
1888 was the first record of Phil.
Well,
now Phil the original, let's just say.
I mean,
I'm not sure what Phil we're on now, but Phil the original, 1888, saw his shadow.
I don't know about this whole, and he's only right 30% of the time, I've heard.
Yeah, well, you know what? Like,
well,
I said,
get him out so early in the morning, he's probably not going to see his shadow that early.
Get the calendar out, take a look at it. It says spring, count the weeks. 6 weeks from now is the first day of spring.
Well, here's the thing. The Farmer's Almanac is predicting an early spring with higher than normal temperatures by April and May.
Yeah, we've had a lot of that.
Well, I'll keep my fingers crossed.
We've had a lot of that, and then we turn around and we get blasted with lots of rain, and then we turn around and get dry time. And, you know, I think most farmers would prefer to just have a regular, normal year, if there's such a thing.
Is there such a thing anymore? That's what I was going to say.
Not anymore.
It's also, just as a reminder, National Change Your Windshield Wipers Day. After replacing them, clear your blades every 2 weeks with rubbing alcohol and WD-40 to make them last longer and prevent streaks. I'd think the WD-40 might make streaks, but that's not what they're saying.
Well, you don't coat them thick with it.
No, but
it's just enough to help keep the rubber pliable.
Sure. It's also National Tater Tot Day. You like tater tots?
Not really.
Really?
It depends on the brand, because a lot of them put either onion powder or bits of onion in them, and I'm not an onion person, so you know, I haven't really found tater tots that I like. Okay. Hash browns, yes, which a tater tot is a glorified hash brown, let's face it. So, you know.
Oh, here's one for you. Christy Brinkley is 72 today, still looks phenomenal.
Yeah.
There you go. Ina Garten, 76 today. So, you don't think she still looks great?
Who, Christy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She looks good. Okay. Don't know whether there's been any money involved in that, but yeah. No, she still looks good.
Did you watch the Grammys at all last night?
No.
You know, here's the thing.
No, wow. I didn't. I was going to, and then I just didn't. So.
It's.
I went back on YouTube and watched some of the performances I wanted to watch because they were up there.
I'm like a lot of people. For me now, it's really not even about the performances or who even wins. It's what they're wearing. All the unique, and I do mean unique.
Oh, yeah, there are some of them that are a little weird.
Then you had Justin Bieber roll in, and they really looked like boxers, but I think they were shorts and socks.
They were boxers.
Clear to all the way to fancy, and then you got him in boxers and socks.
Yeah.
Are not well covered, and
I don't think you'll find out. I think you'll find out that he don't get to come back for a while because he was warned by the Grammy committee about that.
Well, and I wasn't real impressed with that song. I'm sorry. But
no.
Anyway. And then there were a lot of very risque, I would say, outfits. Holy cow.
Oh, yeah. Chapel Roan.
Yes, she didn't. It appeared on the dress. As a matter of fact, if there's one dress at the Grammys you wouldn't want to accidentally step on, it was definitely Chapel Roan's. It had everybody wondering, does that hurt? It turns out it was all an illusion.
It is. Yeah.
There was an invisible top part that just made it look like the dress was looped through piercings.
Yep.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
And once the initial shock wore off, everyone said the dress looked more like toilet paper, but
yeah.
It was a little shocking.
Yeah, I was not impressed.
I was not impressed either. And there were some that were beautiful, don't get me wrong.
Oh,
but
yeah.
There were definite standouts. And Lady Gaga performed again last night. And her performance was unique, as usual, with Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
She's very unique. And so, you know, there you go.
Yeah. It was interesting.
It was interesting.
It was not her best. I don't think that was her best.
I'm not a huge fan to begin with.
I like her music.
Mm-hmm.
I like a lot of her music. I really would love to see her go back to some of the old. And she's a great actress too. I mean, she actually is multifaceted. I would like to see what she could do on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
I really would.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she could do Broadway.
If you were a fan of Dirty Dancing, it's 40 years old, so there's that. But the new Dirty Dancing movie, they're wondering, can you even call it a sequel since it's been that long when another one comes out? But I guess technically it is. It's part two. Jennifer Grey has confirmed she's reprising her role as Baby.
Yeah.
But, of course, Patrick Swayze has passed.
Yeah.
So we don't know how this is all going to play out.
I was reading that. I mean, they're still working on the script, so they don't even know how it's going to play out, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it amounts to. So,
all right. Do we have a caller?
But she's throwing her money behind it, and that's where it's coming from.
Okay. Good morning, caller. How are you today?
Oh, pretty good. Happy Groundhog Day, Lane.
Is it a happy Groundhog Day?
Probably not.
We will just hope that once again that the little groundhog is incorrect. And
that's right.
If he's only right 30% of the time.
I have no idea what's going to take place, but Roberta is awake.
Her groundhog, yes.
That's yeah.
I got his name. Okay.
Yeah, my groundhog, my resident groundhog on the farm is awake. Uh-huh. She has made herself known. And, yeah. So we'll see.
What I call him for, I have some funny things. A magazine the week I've mentioned, and it says, "Only in America," that's the headline. Representative Kristen Noble of Rhode Island, I mean New Hampshire, I'm sorry, New Hampshire, too many R's, New Hampshire is the chair of the Education Committee, is calling for schools to be segregated by political affiliation. A friend of mine last night, she called me and she said, maybe they should keep those crazy MAGAs in one building. I just laughed. And then it gets better.
You think I'm crazy?
You don't sound crazy.
You're not a MAGA, believe me. No.
And what's that? Make Argentina great again? That's what I heard, another joke. I thought that was funny for MAGA. But anyway, then the next line, it said, bad day for diners. Agriculture Secretary Rick Rollins assured Americans that despite the rising cost of groceries, you can still afford a good meal for $3. Now, here's her idea. One piece of chicken, one piece of broccoli, and one tortilla.
Wow.
Does that fill you up?
Well, it wouldn't fill my family up, I can assure you of that. So since I've, you know, got boys, it would not do me much for them.
I got news for her. That one piece of chicken would probably cost the majority of that $3. So
that's right.
Yeah.
And then another article. Canada, infected by American diseases. They don't want the travelers from America who are unvaccinated to go there. So I have a solution for that one. You close the border of Canada, the southern border. Trump likes to close borders. So close the border and nobody can get in Canada. How's that?
Well, are they saying vaccinated for what specifically?
It said all kinds of things.
Okay. Now, can I ask, have you been vaccinated? Have you vaccinated again for COVID? Did you vaccinate for COVID?
Well, not this time. Really, I can get a doctor. And don't have insurance, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I said I would never get another COVID vaccine. I still got COVID after I had the vaccine. And so I was like, what's the point? And I said I would never get it. I got sick both times as well.
But that's kind of a misconception on vaccines. For the most part, vaccines are not a cure-all. They don't stop you from getting
everything,
mm-hmm. but they can lessen
the symptoms,
the severities of it. And in some people, they do work. They keep you from getting it. Part of that's your own immune system, your own genetic makeup. So.
Yeah.
I think everybody has to decide that for themselves.
Yeah.
I got the vaccines for COVID. I was debated whether to get them or not because of my allergies and everything else and some of my reactions to others. Uh-huh. Had no reactions to them whatsoever, and I have yet all these years, I have not had COVID.
Yeah, I haven't either, unless everybody knock on wood.
So.
It is interesting, though. Like Mel says, she got it, didn't ever get it. I got vaccinated, still got it. So it's interesting how our bodies are just unique.
Yeah, that's right. And now the childhood shots and vaccines, I took them all. I got my baby book out the other day, and I got all these, and I didn't grow an extra nose or ear or whatever these people seem to think that don't want vaccines.
Yeah,
I get it, yeah.
Again, I think everybody has to work with their doctor and see what's best for
them. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Oh. Yeah. And then I have one more cute thing. MAGA's fury at uppity white women.
At what?
Uppity. U-P-P-I-T-Y. That's it. Right-wingers have now identified another terrifying new threat to the nation. It's affluent white women.
Really?
In other words, educated.
Absolutely, that's right. If you have a brain and you use it, then you're uppity, I guess.
Huh. That's interesting.
And I wish someone... Go ahead.
One person's opinion.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
And I wish somebody would tell... Go ahead.
It's clickbait.
Yeah.
It's all clickbait. That's all it is.
Oh, yeah. And that's what I wonder sometimes. Are they... is this just, you know... let us look over here at the right, look over here at the left. You know, they're kind of distracting us, and all these, whether it's the Epstein, whatever. So you think that, or?
Oh, I think they both do that. I think both sides are trying to distract
everybody.
Are you
going to go see the Melania movie?
No.
I kind of knew what you were going to say there.
I wouldn't watch it if it was free and someone handed me a free ticket.
No.
That's funny.
And I wish somebody would tell Trump to Google the word enemy or a traitor. It doesn't mean what he thinks. It doesn't mean people who disagree with you. But I chuckle every time he or one of those say that. How about you, lady?
I don't even bother anymore. It's like, there's no point. There is no point. I hear nothing good coming from that particular person, so
no.
I'll wait and see what Congress does.
Well, I hope they grow their spine.
Some of them are working on growing some things, so we'll see how that works.
Would you like to elaborate?
On that note, I'll just hang up. So, you ladies have a nice day.
Good to hear from you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. That was funny. Do have a reminder here. Someone would like us to announce that February is American History Month, sponsored by the Captain Harmon Oy chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution. So just wanted to get that out there. And we were supposed to have another guest today, but our guest got sick this morning.
Yeah.
And so we understand how that goes. And so we will get our previous guest rescheduled for another day here.
Yeah.
Did you see where Catherine O'Hara passed away over the weekend?
That's kind of like Betty White all over again, because Catherine O'Hara's, and I know everybody associates her with the Home Alone movies, but my God, she was such a talent long before that, and continued. That was sad to see.
They say that there's more proof we don't read. Cooking and comic book clubs are booming, actually. Can't seem to remember Oprah ever endorsing a comic for her book club, but those are really popping right now with Gen Z, who can't be bothered consuming books without pictures. Then there's the newest obsession, cookbook clubs. I would do that, though. I love talking about recipes.
Yeah, I like watching the shows myself. Yeah.
Where a group picks one cookbook, pardon me, and everyone chooses a recipe to cook and bring. It's kind of like a potluck, but...
Yeah.
Well, that'd be interesting. Fun. Yeah, I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
I also saw this morning. If you want more proof Hollywood has run out of original ideas, here you go. They're now making, an animated movie about, of all things, Chia Pets. Your least favorite childhood Christmas present will be coming to a theater near you sometime in the next 2 years.
Oh, you know what? That would just be funny enough to see what they do with that.
They don't even have a script yet, so obviously the producers are seeing it as a marketing opportunity. What other 80s TV junk is next? Maybe a TV show based on DD7 or the Slap Chop. Mm. So there you go. The Chia Pet.
Yeah.
Did you ever try one of those?
No. I was not interested in those suckers.
Well, I didn't know if you ever got one.
No.
If you ever received one. I didn't either, actually.
If I did, I don't remember it, because it probably hit the trash as soon as I got home with it. So, yeah.
That's the question. What do you do with stuff? Did you throw it away? Did you re-gift anything? Did you sell it at a garage sale? What do you do with stuff?
I'm not a re-gifter.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a re-gifter.
I'm not either.
I might ask one of my kids, do you need this? Do you want this?
You want this, yes. Thing.
But, yeah, no, I'm not a re-gifter. Never have been, so.
Yes, I was always afraid I'd accidentally give it back to the person that gave it to me to begin with.
That's the reason why you keep good records on that stuff, so.
Well, it's not that AI is taking everyone's job, but a new report says a lot of bosses are making it seem that way. They're using AI as an excuse to cover up money problems and lay off workers without investors noticing. They're now calling it AI washing. A new financial study, this was done by Forrester, found that of the 50,000 layoffs blamed on AI last year, many of those companies don't even have AI that can fill those jobs.
Interesting.
So we will continue to see how that goes.
Let's see if you remember this.
Oh, boy.
Do you remember the changeables?
No.
from McDonald's?
No.
Kids' meals?
No.
Because this probably would have been about your kids' age. Maybe, it's probably been about your age, actually. People, when Happy Meals from the 80s, okay?
Okay.
They had these little characters as their toy called changeables.
Huh.
And they were supposed to be like a cheap version of Transformers. And yeah, they were worthless. I mean, these suckers did not work. They were a pain. They were supposed to be a robot. They weren't anything that looked like them. They were more like a McDonald's trash can that had heads and arms and stuff. And it was just ridiculous. Well, they're thinking about bringing them things back.
Well, see, I was a teenager in the 80s, so I didn't have those. So I don't recall those.
Yeah, I remember those when my kids were little. It's like, no, please don't. I don't want my granddaughters messing with these things at all. So anyway, they'll be eating adult meals for a while. We got Valentine's Day just right around the corner.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Sweetheart candies.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Do you like those things?
Not really.
Neither do I.
They're a little chalky for me.
Yeah, I just don't like any of that
stuff. Kind of remind me of the old Tums before they came out with new Tums.
Unless it's chocolate, I'm not interested. But right now, in the economy right now, Be Mine just won't cut it anymore. So the guys who make these little sweetheart Valentine candies have changed it up with budget-friendly messages this year.
Oh, my gosh.
Like share, login, split rent, and carpool, and buy in bulk. Sweetheart did the research and found that 80% of hopeful lovebirds say they'll be making more affordable plans for Valentine's Day this year, which may not include candy.
I just got to know. Have you ever gotten a box of chocolates?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't think I've ever gotten a box of chocolates.
I've gotten the flowers. I've gotten the candy.
But I don't think I've ever gotten a box of chocolates.
Gotten the dinner out.
Yeah. Know, had that.
All that stuff, yeah.
Candlelight dinner's great. But I don't think anybody's ever given me a box of chocolates, which is fine. That's fine.
Yeah. No.
If you are trying to get away from this weather and think you will be going to the airport starting this week, if you still don't have a real ID, you better cough up $45 at the airport. The TSA will now ding any passenger without a new enhanced ID who shows up for a flight. You can tell if your state ID or driver's license is enhanced by the black or gold star in the upper right corner. A valid passport works too, but without one, you'll have to go through extra screening to verify your identity. They figure about 15 million of us still need to get the updated real ID. Do you have yours?
Mm-hmm.
I do too.
Yeah,
the last time I got my driver's license, I think.
I was going to say, when I redid my driver's license, I just went ahead and did it.
There's a reminder for you folks. Have you checked the expiration date on your driver's license lately?
Yeah, no kidding.
That's when don't realize until, oh yes, officer, I didn't realize it was expired. I'm sorry, was I speeding? I have slowed down considerably, though. I have slowed down considerably, ma'am.
Uh-huh. On another subject, you guys eat pizza just like we do.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, pizza's like almost a staple at this point, especially when it's just the two of us. I mean,
absolutely. It's harder to cook for fewer people. Yeah, I totally agree with you.
But what do you do with the boxes?
We use them in our wood stove.
Okay.
Keith uses them to get it started and then puts the wood on it. But that's what we do with ours.
Well, you know, sometimes you can recycle them if they have the circle, you know, for the pizza. So the box actually doesn't get the grease and all that stuff. You can recycle those. But for the ones that you can't recycle, they have now decided that you can't really get them in a trash can very easily.
They are hard to get in a trash can.
So now they're making garbage cans just for pizza boxes.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm not.
That seems as wasteful to me.
I know. It's about time, they said, that somebody started making square trash cans for pizza boxes, and they're doing that in San Francisco. They've installed a four-sided trash can in neighborhoods known for its pizza joints, you know, a lot of places mm-hmm. that have pizza joints, and you can put your square box into it. That way you don't have to try and put it into a round bin. So now they have these pizza boxes that have slots that you can just shove it in like mail.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to admit, I think it's kind of funny, but yeah.
I haven't seen anybody yet that's doing heart-shaped pizzas for Valentine's Day, have you?
No. No, I'm really surprised, though, because
those normally we start seeing those about
those
now,
used
right?
used to be a big thing, so.
Yeah. Speaking again of Valentine's Day, not surprisingly, most men would prefer to receive a gadget rather than candy or flowers from their partners on Valentine's Day. Of the 607 male and female respondents, 61% of men said that tech gear would be their gift of choice. The poll found that an increasing number of women, 23%, would rather receive a tech item than flowers on Valentine's Day? Really?
Depends on what the tech item is.
You know what? I don't have earbuds. So if somebody said, did you want some earbuds? I'd be like, yep. So I get it. Yeah. But what a change as we... I mean...
I've always loved what I've gotten. But I've never been big on the flowers and all the candy and all that stuff. I'd be happy just stay at home and watch a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Order me a pizza that we can put between us and let's sit and watch a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
No, I don't have any problem with that either.
Yeah, I mean, that to me is just, that's better than
although what the Angry Donkey was serving when they were talking about that the other day. I'm like, man, that sounds awesome.
I
love fondue. When was the last time that you did fondue?
Oh, Lord.
I loved that
probably
as a child.
Probably early 80s.
Yes. I would have friends over and do fondue. That was so much fun.
Yeah. Probably early. You know, if they did a fondue pot full of their beer cheese...
Oh.
And just piled their little pretzel nuts. Oh,
or her bread pudding and then have the caramel stuff.
No, 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 no.
Oh, yeah.
That's you.
That's me.
I am not a bread pudding person.
Oh,
but yeah,
hers is.
Give me that beer cheese and those pretzel nuts, man. I like those.
Atta girl.
Yeah. I will get an order of those and a chicken Caesar salad together, and that way I could justify, by eating the chicken Caesar salad, I can justify the pretzels and beer cheese. Yeah.
I didn't realize we needed a reason that we had to verify anything. We can just kind of do what we want,
hey,
right?
When I'm in my 60s, I have to justify everything now. So.
All right.
Well,
who's our guest tomorrow for Party Line? Do you know?
Actually, it's going to be my niece from the library is going to be on with Shan talking about a lot of the stuff that's happening in the library. She's got a lot going on the next couple of months.
I saw that.
So she's going to be talking about the art show coming up. Going to be talking about the genealogy. I think she's got two or three programs in the next 2 months in the genealogy area. So Jill will be talking about that. And she sent me a huge email full of all kinds of stuff. So. A lot. They're going to have a lot to talk about. I'm excited, though, we have great guests going on all mm-hmm. week long, but I'm really excited and kind of jealous that Shan's going to have a really good one on Thursday.
I didn't know if it was tomorrow or Thursday. It's Thursday?
It's Thursday.
Okay, so Thursday, Shan's guest will be somebody that has some knowledge of, I'm not sure how to phrase it really, Super Bowl commercials
mm-hmm.
and the Super Bowl commercial industry. And so the gentleman is going to come on and talk to Shan about some of the Super Bowl commercials. Have you seen some of them that are out yet?
I've seen a couple of them that are pretty funny.
Budweiser's come back with another
really cute one, yeah.
Really great.
Yeah, I really like
commercial
that
about a baby eagle, and then this one of the Clydesdales kind
of
takes
Colts,
it under his, you know,
yeah,
and then
the
it grows up and he's on his the little eagle's on his back and he learns to fly and soar. It's a really cool commercial.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen a couple of others I think we'll be seeing.
Yeah,
and
there's
so,
been a couple others that are really
Shan
funny.
Is going to talk to a gentleman that has some industry knowledge on Super Bowl commercials. So, and I'm anxious to know how much they cost this year.
I
don't know. They
gotta at one time, they were $1 million for 30 seconds. Then I thought they went up to like $3 million for 30 seconds.
Yeah, five. I'm going to say they're
getting
closer.
But I'm not sure if they're still up there or not.
Yeah, I'm going to say they're getting closer to 7 to 10. I mean, look at how many stars. I mean, some of these commercials have got stacked.
They do.
Multiple stars.
I just saw another one this morning. Who was that for that had Peyton you know what? It was a beer commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Peyton Manning, and it's got Post Malone, and they're at a wedding, and the keg rolls off the cliff, and everybody's going after the keg, including the bride and groom, and they're all rolling down this hill dirty and dusty now. So I saw that this morning. So, of course, for me, as I don't care about either of the teams this time, like I'm not that's in the Super Bowl. They're not my team.
Yeah.
So for me, this is going to be all about the commercials and the halftime show.
Yeah.
So, and Bad Bunny had a great night last night at the Grammys.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of people don't necessarily know who he is.
Tweet him and Kendrick Lamar. They were the two biggest winners
Kendrick
coming
Lamar,
out of it.
Yes, had a great night as well.
Yeah, 5 out of 9. He had 9 nominations and he got 5 Grammys. So, yeah, he had a great night last night. So,
So that'll be fun to hear.
Yeah, it will. I'm a little on the jealous side.
And
for
then
that,
when are we going to talk about, because Super Bowl's coming up this Sunday.
It's Sunday.
Okay, Super Bowl's on Sunday. And the Olympics start Friday night. The opening ceremony for the Olympics are Friday. I didn't realize they were gonna try and crunch all that together. Wow.
Yeah.
So
it's gonna be crazy.
That will be.
I can't remember which day I've got it put in, but we're gonna replay our interview for the Puppy Bowl. So we had last year. So yeah, it is a rerun of it.
I think we did that Wednesday, don't we?
I think that's Wednesday. Yeah.
Yes.
I have to look. But I know we're replaying that this week, too.
That was fun, too. All right. We hope you join us all week for Party Line, and we appreciate you listening today. And we thank our sponsors as well. We appreciate all of them. So we would ask you to check out our sponsors if you like the Party Line show. In the meantime, have a great and safe day, everybody. Shan will be back here with you tomorrow.
Oh.
Maybe not.
Oh, well, when you got split screens and it doesn't want to come off the other screen. Yeah. All right. Yes, it's Groundhog Day, but we'll all survive.